opinionist only shaykh to the kud of Yitzhar, as he explained it. For a person facing a taiva, so mainly yag is a taiva, we can understand how we understand it. Yikuk shirik krishma is not shaykh to understand. Krishma doesn't hold terribly much when you're in the middle of a taiva. But the pshat's like this. One of the ways, we're obviously talking to a person who's stubborn. A person who's kulei ra is not learning the Gemara and Brachis, not the Siachis to it. So we're talking to a person who has a struggle between Tov and Ra. He is caught up in it, and he needs to he needs to cope with it. One of the ways why we have a hard time with it is because down deep we feel we can get both of the best of both worlds. One second. Because a person feels down deep, he can have the best of both worlds. He can, you know, trying to steer a batsman. I mean, each affair is not fair, but basically, the person doesn't lose out because of it. In the deep understanding of the Tzuris Adam, if Hashem is Echad, there's no mockery for two ambitions. Yetzirah, in terms of being a Yetzer, in terms of a physical taiva, that doesn't stand in opposition to Emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has nothing to do with it, Benson. But in the terms of the sense of having attained a taiva is something that's mashal the person, that's something that that tfisa is a tfisa that's be'etzim menugit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's something which is the emes in terms of, it's funny, we talk about Kabbalah's Oil Malch Shemaim, and then we proclaim an Amunah, Hashem Echad. If it's an Amunah, but where's the Kabbalah's Oil in the Amunah? The second one about the mitzvah is fine, that we understand the Kabbalah's Oil of the mitzvahs. But in terms of the Kabbalah's Oil in Shema Yisrael, I mean, it's a proclamation of Amunah, and we're being ma'amis, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Echad. But what's the Kabbalah's Oil in that? And the Teretz is, of all the inyanim of Emunah, Hashem Echad is the big Kabbalah's Oil, because it means I can only have one matar in life. If there'd be many good things in life, then I could have many different mataras, where I say this is good, this is good, this is good. The minute I was kaveya that the shayrish of the world is one, then there's only one nekuda. It could be different things have a nekuda in different ways, but I always have to strip away that which is excess and only go towards that nekuda. There is no alternative to that one inyan. It's the Rambam puts it the best. The Rambam says that the most profound statement to break off is that everything, that entire life of a person should be structured in a way that everything points towards a nekuda, towards one nekuda. And it could be there's thousands of pratim. A person studies a trade so that he can work at it, so that he can earn a living, so that he can be Oyver Hashem. And there might be a thousand steps to that. But as long as all the arrows are pointing in that direction, that's Echad. The Echad is the Nekuda where all the different pieces align in one. So if a person, in as much as a person has a She'ifa, other than being Oyver Hashem, that person is being initial shnius. din of Shmias that there is another God for us is certainly minor compared to the Hagasha that there are other Tachlesin. That if a person has lived his life, we down deep we all feel that if a person has lived his life and he's done everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from him, but he's never become chashev or famous or whatever it is, then he really hasn't lived. He's been cheated out of something in life. He has to have a maimed, a chashivas, money, something that down deep we have an other inyan that we feel is worth something. That's the shnias in a person's the hair of things. So if the leni krishma is to keep reminding ourselves that there's only one tachlis in the priya, and I was once, you know, sometimes it's always easy to give somebody else musa. I was once listening. It was once many months back. It was a bachia probably in Israel. There was a yeshiva who had a yeshiva and he was struggling with his yeshiva financially. And the yeshiva was quite nasir, but struggling financially. A Rosh Hashiva came from America and went over the yeshiva, so he made a shitfis, and he brought in all the money. This person from America had the financial resources to make it happen. And the person, and the tnai was that he would become the Rosh Hashiva and so on. So I was back in America then for a visit or for Pesach, so I was speaking to a Rav, a person, a Chobed Chashma person. I mean, not an Adam Gadla, Adam Chashma, but I'm a Chobed Rav. And he asked me about it. I said, yeah, it's true, they merged it. He said, but why would the Israelite want to do it? I said, it's very simple. Now he has Milcha Nefesh, he can learn, he can teach, and the money's brought by the other person. I think he's got a great deal. So he said, yeah, but the prestige is going to go to the other person. And, you know, it's one thing when you're in that situation and you're being tickled by prestige. But your hashkaf on something is that if a person is able to be marbistar and only marbistar, and the price is that the prestige is belongs to somebody else, I don't know how a person who believes that there's only one path is free. I understand well in terms of a personal yitzhar, so if the person tells me, no, that's the way we are. But it even became a hashkaf. The Kriya Shema says there's only one tachlis in Chaim, and if that's realized, then everything's there. Everything else is not a cheshbon, except in as much as it relates to that. So a person may decide it to be a nichba because it's important to be mashpia to nichba. I said, fine. But once you divorce it of that cheshbon, it shouldn't happen, Martin. So he says, the hearing that there's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be misalik this sense of Yitzhahara, in the sense that we said before, in the sense that a person wants to be, to attain, to so on. Vim kol ze'ein amoy lo yishistalik Yitzhahara, interesting. In other words, the reason, even if we say that we believe it, and we do, but it's not a hanhaga that is now, it's not nimsa that hanhaga. In other words, the reason we can't relate to such hanhaga is because it doesn't really exist right now. And if it doesn't exist, we cannot tap into it. We can only tap into things that that exist. So he says the only thing, and right now, since Hashem is not echot, but the more is oto hidna, Hashem is not echot. The answer is yes. Mitzad the mekablin, there's not the total deher of Hashem echot. And the Meila, no matter how much we'll be misbinding, we're not going to get to that total Hakara. Lekach HaMashi Afik B'Teir, K'Teir Cheres Mei Tehara. V'Yitzo Hashem B'Teir Dechsiv Cheres Al Luchos. V'Dosh V'Chazal Tikrich Cheres Al Cheres Al Malach HaMavis, V'Zeh Kamar Kodesara. V'Malach HaMavis Yitzo Hara. K'Yitzo Perek Kamar Bavasa. V'Zeh Gila Mailus V'Madregis HaTeir. In Nagia Shom Kerechis Hara K'Yitzo Perek Kamar Kedush. So he says over here that in the Asik of Torah, the Yetzirah is not Shaila, the Memela, by being Asik in Torah, the person is Harsha. But let's talk a little about this. It could also, so, I mean, we can always write it off as something that's, like a Dachateva, and so on and so forth, and that's the Tzitzis of Torah, and so on. But he's going to say, next, Nakuda is going to say is the when a person calls man a person is in his own mindset. I'm sitting down and I'm thinking as a person what's right, what's wrong, what's kedai, what's not kedai. What do I want out of life? What don't I want out of life? So that mindset. The hechreach includes a tshuka for things that are not ruchnius. Like you said before, because the world is not echot. So in the world of chulin, the deher that every single thing is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist. When a person is learning, as long as he's shakua in thinking along HaKadosh Baruch Hu's lines, then, as long as there's a hashaka, so to speak, then his mind is connected to that mind of Kaviyahu. He is sort of plugging his mind into Kaviyahu Chachmas Yisbarach, and the Mela, the tfisa that the whole world is one and Shaykh to Taiv and Ra, that's it, exists in Taira. So there's a certain chayrus mina misa because the person belongs to the world. That Shaykh, in that world of Torah of Chachmas Yisbarach, there was no shilton of Misa. And the Mela, as long as the person is in it, he's not. So you find, and you see it in Metzius also. The difference between Musa and, you know, there was a Mahalach in Klai Yisrael of learning Musa, and there was a Mahalach in Klai Yisrael of just learning Torah. It's easy for us to the head of one, the Musa people. It's hard to the head the other one. But the pshat's like this. If a person lives in the world of Chulin, meaning his mind is in the world around, and you need to tell him what's good and what's not good, this is that's a worthless, there's only one thing that counts, and that's Torah, so like a woman. A woman is not learning Torah. So she lives with the world. And the Musa is to convince you within the parameters of the world that only Torah is right, so on and so forth. A person who has in himself who's living Torah, meaning he's shakur learning, so by that's his world. He doesn't stoop, if he's Bemis Amul and Shakur and Taira, he doesn't stoop out of it because he's living in a chesh of a world. I'll give you a mashal. Let's say you have a young boy, and he's playing in the mud always and getting soiled and this and that and everything else. He gets a little older, so you start scolding him. And you tell him you look terrible and it makes a very bad impression. And, you know, whatever divrei musa you can use to get him to be a little more clean, a little more neat, and so on. Let's say this person phases into the world of business or law or whatever it is. And that whole world consists of people that look their best and this and that. He doesn't need those divrei musa. Because the world he's living in is removed from that other world. The Torah is a bubble. It's not the national matzias of this world, but within this world is a matzias that is not shaykh to inyan of this world. and the vela, it takes the person out of it, and the person is the object of something else. Then he says a second side to this, but it's pretty much the same. Void baruch hapam harbi void ketzahar hu asabn in a dovak rak b'choyme shelakach l'nema samach b'kosav ashnim etzah isha shnema v'yizka b'asa b'chtena ka'ishi shenayta l'choyme uva dovak asabn v'yitzahar a dovak zah b'arnu pavim harbi. So he says yitzahar is a sabn and he's dovak only in the choyme. It says the first time we found Samach was Dafka by Isha, and because the Satan was loyal with it. So he says the reason it doesn't mean the woman is wicked, it's rather the other way around. The men are usually wicked ones. It means that in the Metzias, in the world, the woman's Metzias is the Metzias of the physical world. A man, if he's shakur at learning, is oblivious to whether there's a nice flowers on the table or the color of the tablecloth or whatever it is. The woman's world is this world. This is the world she lives in. She could be makrivit for Torah, but she's not oblivious to it. I mean, if she is oblivious to it, it's a chesaron in her. It's not b'tzad mile in her. She's a woman of this world. That's a woman's matis in this world. And the yoifi and the seder and all those in yanim ashaych. A man can be muska from this world and then he's chorus from the, and he can be a bal chayrin from seich, from sabni zahara. The aim in Kolze, where it's a Mirkir Guf, Shakol Kashel, the Yitzhar Beguf, Yasim and Misa, Cheshav Gufala Afa. The Ike Tahara Maskis Adam, Kila Tordim and Oilam. The Kasha Itzla Adam, Negative Yama Misa, Mistalik Mani Tahara. So he says over here, Kikwais Baish Intor Rakasotan, Malacha Moves, Vamesis is Adam, Lahavio Say El Heaven. The sikach of matay mamisa kilek for kibul heda, but ilo koyach oit. Obazem misulig yitzahar lasod malcham. So he says, very interesting to hear. He says the yaskel yema misa. He says since the koyach of the ra is something that drives a person towards heda, if the person fast forwards it, then the marshal, just like if a person were to think the consequences of his actions. I remember when we were young and we'd be playing with a, you know, with a plate or something, we'd be playing with it. So my father would tell us, make believe it's already broken. Like say he rushed and killed it, it's broken already, then you don't have a need to play with it anymore because you've succeeded in it. The asking of a misa means, okay, since the mahalach of is the law of the class of things that are misa, fast forward to the end. Do you now the hair mitzias or not? The whole mahalach of the Yitzhahara was to give you a sense of mitzias by possession, by a chibur with this world, by having things in this world, you now have. But the having of things in this world is not having. It's gone. So if your mitzias is the mitzvahs of this world, and the having that you have is this world having, then by definition, you don't exist anymore because everything is I meant to be mufka. So the Yitzhahara no longer has what the author has Yema Misa, because Yema Misa is the makom at which it's mistalik Yema Misa is the nekuda where a person's cash with this world is mistalik. And the Mela, there's no shlita anymore of Yitzhahara. Okay, we'll hold it here. Any questions?
A couple of things. Again, the gears which the Maral has is the gears of first Kriyash, first Torah, and then Kriyashma, and then in the gears of Imlav, the Ozel Mutav Imlav Yasek B'Torah, and then if not Imlav Yikra Kriyashma, and he's Mefarish first Kriyashma and then Torah.
Right. I don't think his Mahalach as to why one is before the other, I think it's a lot less, it's a lot lavdafka. In other words, fine. I mean, basically, the one akuda that survives, no matter which case it is, that these, if in Yonim, have a shaykhah for this akuda.
Right, I'm saying, but it does seem to be like the im kol zeh leyasa yetzara. I mean, it does seem to be that this
right,
is.
Right. I don't know if you have to forget, or I have no idea. I mean, quite often the Maral has slight discourses of miscall. I don't know the opinion, but it's not the some Indian that there's a mahalach of, you could say that he can't get Shakur learning and therefore he has to go to Kriyashma. You could say Fakert.
Right.
You know, these are different mahalachim and all of them serve in different ways the purpose of focusing a person on what, you know, what should he have.
Right. And also, I mean, I would have thought that this whole mahalach would be helpful and useful and practical, shalei b'shas nesayin, shalei b'shas ha-taiva, but it's very difficult to understand if a person is, you know, he's got the rizik ha-taiva, then he's not able to, you know, to be ma'ir himself through musa, then he should start, you know, he should learn, you know, cheska sabbatim and, you know, being kari kriyashma.
Right.
I mean, if it's shalei b'shas nesayin, it's easier to hear.
I think so. I think that all of them are shalei b'shas. I mean, you know, it's a lolam yagis of them. In other words, a person should always be doing it.
Right.
If taiva was relevant only the moment it happened, then there's no real avodah before and a lifetime. The way he's explaining it, it's an Indian. A person should be magis always. A person should be pushing it because Yitzhara is a koyach in terms of nefesh, and therefore there's a b'chamah for the imish l'b'shas taiva. The muscle. If a person has a problem, he overeats. If he's in a place where there's no food, so there's no problem. The problem is only when the food is there and he's eating it. But here we're talking, his nekudas of chiddush is that the taiva is fueled by other koyaches. It's fueled by a koyach of wanting, of having, of being, of chashivas. And the Mela, it's an avoided at Timur Shalai B'Shas Avera.
Right.
Okay.
Shkoyach.
Good Shabbos.
Okay, good Shabbos.
Shabbos.